I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey guys, I got a message from our friends over at canadoc.ca. Canadoc believes that if you're going to consume cannabis, you should do it responsibly. And I'm all for it too. If you head over to canadoc.ca, they will put you in contact with medical cannabis experts that can help you get your medical cannabis cart. A license, like I like to call it, Poseidon. Get that card. It's completely confidential. No one will know. It doesn't. Your job isn't going to know. It doesn't affect your Medicare. It doesn't affect anything. No loans. No one knows except for you. So get that. And then that gives you access to all kinds of companies, the best companies that will grant you edibles, drops, live resin, vape pens, these fucking delicious cookies, all kinds of cool stuff that they have on this. I'm more of a CBD guy. I use the CBD drops. And if you're a veteran, your stuff's free. All the companies that they put you in contact with, they collect on the back end and they just ship you your stuff. If you're a veteran, I think the Blue Cross pays for it. So there's no reason really, if you're consuming cannabis, to not do it responsibly. Go to the experts, get someone to talk to you, get your card. They'll give you a prescription on what they believe you should be taking. And then get the best quality stuff, stuff that you can't normally get in Quebec. Products that are over 30% THC. So far, the people that have used it, us and the fans, are really happy with it. I just made a new order this morning. It was mostly for CBD drops for my dog. But I like it. So canadoc.ca. Consume responsibly. Go to the experts. Thank you.
I take you for a ride on the devil's ship. I take you for a ride where you sink or swim. Now come with me and let this story begin.
What a, I wish you, oh my
What's
God.
What's so funny? Go fuck yourself.
I wish there was a camera on you at that. Zap, guys. The show's about to start. What was that? Jesus Christ. George and Josh, welcome back to the show.
What up, dog?
You're a half hour late.
15 minutes, and then we're extra late because Poseidon turned off the internet.
Fuck you.
Poseidon didn't turn off the internet. He had no... He wasn't even connected. He's like, I can't go live. I can't connect. There's no... It's not even connected to the internet. The cable's not even in, and I see the cable hanging, and I'm like, is that the cable? He's like, no, bro, this is... I handled this before I started. You know what he did before he started? He disconnected the internet. He's like, nice, now that we're connected to the internet, we're ready to go. It's hilarious. It's a calamity of errors. Yeah. Oh, I saw the new trailer for the Third Floor Comedy Club.
Oh, sick. Do you like it?
I like it. Yeah, I shared
Fuck
it.
Yeah. I hate myself in it, that it's me.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I'll tell you what I didn't like about you. You're Jewish, number one.
It's hard to get past that part.
What I didn't like is that I know it's like you're trying to hide your grin, but you can't.
No,
you're
yeah.
smiling. You're like,
we even had to cut extra.
Welcome to show, yeah.
How much was the Uber again? How much was the Uber?
It's $3 cheaper.
But how what was it?
Wait, you showed
cost?
Up a half hour late to save $3? Ah, oh, bro, that's the Jewiest thing.
No, I should have. To be fair, it was a 10-minute detour. I showed up. I was here at 1:15.
No, you weren't. You were here at 1:19.
Okay, 1:19. I'll take that. I accept that.
Yeah. You're here at 1:19, and it was just to save $3.
That is unbelievably the funniest fucking thing I've ever heard in my entire goddamn life.
I don't know. It was like they suggested, like, you want to save $3?
You could run for, like, Israeli parliament.
I was like, but to be fair, when I called it, it told me I was going to be here at 12:58.
Yeah. Oh, it lied.
Well, there's delays.
But this Uber share thing.
Yes.
That's what saved you $3, but you gained another 20 minutes to your ride.
Yes,
that's
exactly. Insane. And then I was talking to the driver after the guy got out, and she was like, yeah, sometimes it really screws people over. Like, sometimes.
She's laughing?
She was telling me stories. She told me she met. There were people who met and ended up going out drinking together from the Uber share. And that, to me, is psychotic. You get it. You're going somewhere. You have some shit you got to do. You're like,
I can't do it because I hate strangers.
Yes.
But I could see it happening. It seems like a rom-com.
That is so uncomfortable. Why would you fucking volunteer to be in a car with other people? Why not have it to yourself?
Well, it's cheaper.
It's worth $3. I would not do that at all.
That's the thing, is that if you were like, hey, Josh, you want to pay $3 to be alone? I'd be like, yes. It's like, hey, Josh, you want to save $3 to have someone there? Yes.
You have to know how to market to the Hebrews.
Exactly. I'm not the smartest fucking purchaser.
That's just, your Italian just kicks in and makes the most retarded decisions.
That's the best way to rob people, too. You walk into a store, you're like, hey, let me ask you, for $500, you want to save your life?
Like the premise is your Jewiness, but then the execution is your retarded Italian side taking over. Yeah,
and it's not the first.
I get to make some friends in the back of the car, bro.
It's not the first time, but the thing is I don't want to talk to anyone ever. And I took one for the first time that I got someone in there the other day, and we were quiet for a while, and then the guy did the thing. He was like, "Well." Like perfectly silent. We're with like a Somalian driver. Like nobody wants to talk. Like we're all happy that we're quiet men, you know? And then the guy that we're with is like, guys, but so the Metro, the Green Line's gonna be closed for a while, huh?
Wait, this is three people in the back of the car?
No, it's me, one other guy, and then the driver, right?
Okay.
And I think that we're all happy, it's quiet. And the guy
How big is the car?
It's like it's a hatchback. So we got, like,
it's a regular it's a hatchback or
hatchback,
an SUV?
But like a bit bigger in the back. Like it was.
But it's not an SUV.
No, not an SUV.
It's a regular car. Okay.
And I really wanted to just, because it was the day the Green Line closed and we didn't know there were cracks or whatever. So when he brought it up, he was just trying to make conversation and I just wanted to look at him and be like, someone jumped, bro. And like, I didn't, but.
But no, you should have said that.
No, we just didn't answer. We just, like, I looked at him and I looked away and then the driver didn't answer and he got quiet again.
Oh, that was another one of these Uber shares?
Yeah.
You know, there's a lawsuit happening with Uber, apparently. Uber Eats here in Montreal.
What? Yes, there is, baby.
I sent them a message. I said, sign me up because I've done over 100 orders since then. Apparently, there's a class action lawsuit because they were hiding sneaky extra fees that they didn't tell you about for every order. So in Quebec, there's a class action lawsuit against them. And they're like, if you've used it more than 5-10 times, and since the time that they did it, I may have made 200 orders because I ordered for the company.
Oh, shit.
So I was like, and he's like, what was it? He's like, you're entitled to how much per order, Poseidon?
$100 per order.
What?
If they win. Bro. Yes.
If they win.
Plus.
We're going to the big time.
Plus refund of the fees that they charge. So it's like 100. It's going to be like 100.
If they win, we're opening up a new comedy club.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Fourth floor.
There's a clash accent lawsuit against Poseidon.
Speaking of which.
Keep eating all the Uber Eats.
Yeah.
Cult MTL, we got enough people to vote for us. So third floor comedy club was second best comedy club.
Nice. Wait, there's only two. Well, who was the first?
The Comedy Nest.
That's not true, though.
It's just the voters. Bordel. It's voters.
Yeah. It doesn't make any
Bordel
sense.
Bordel was three.
Oh, that doesn't make any
sense. But it's all Anglos voting anyways. But there was like a stipulation on the thing. I was like, I don't know if this is, they sent a quote from the article and it was like many people were like poll stuffing. They were getting people to vote for themselves.
Yeah,
they were like, obviously. Zach Kick was selected for too many categories.
No, our Zach Kick? No, that's hilarious.
He got fifth best comedian. They gave him comedian, but they took all the rest away.
Can I just say that I like the hustle of Zach just fucking around? He's like, I'm going to fuck these polls up.
Yeah, he just got everybody he's ever met to vote for everything. Of course, it does. It literally, Zach probably got third floor, second place.
Nice.
He fucking grinded.
Yeah, I like that kind of shit.
Georgia Silly, I tried to get people to vote Georgia Silly for best Italian restaurant.
I never saw you put up a vote thing.
You're not in the group. You won't accept me on Facebook.
Oh, that sounds like me. Yeah.
You're fucking texting every other goddamn person except for this
guy. Except for this guy. But I do text him.
No, we text, yeah.
Because I'm not really on Facebook.
That's exactly it.
No.
And I get it. You probably have a ton of weirdos on your Facebook.
I do.
Yeah. I would love to see some of your like crazy messages on your fucking personal Facebook.
They're insane.
Of your friends from back in the day and shit too.
Mm. Mostly racism.
Makes sense.
I looked up like Charles Deglian posted like the House of Jazz like 1 year anniversary and tagged a bunch of people. And I was so like interested in the owner of House of Jazz because he's this giant bodybuilder fucking guy.
Yeah, yeah.
He has a necklace and the necklace like is just like five weights stacked onto a single bar.
Yeah, I think, I'm not sure, I might be misremembering. I don't know if he performs in like bodybuilding competitions, but he's huge in, like he loves that.
Yeah, and then I was so curious.
Big Mike Ward fan.
Oh yeah. Nice. Oh, his cover was like the night he like took a group picture with you, Mike Warden, James Mancini.
Oh shit, okay.
But he cut me out and the
just you?
Yeah. But then he cut me out, I'm pretty sure. And all of his friends are just these hot, skinny Quebecois women. He's just all of his friends are hot models, pretty much.
Charles.
That's all he's all likes.
No, no.
Except
the guy,
it's
owner,
like
the
Charles Deglian, all these like hot, tan Quebecois women, pretty much. That's it. That's fucking it, man.
That's his friend circle.
All your friends are just fucking Golden Dawn members or something. Yeah.
That's right, where you got to work out.
I mean, yeah, definitely.
Get the hotties.
Get the gold chains with the fucking weights on them.
I did like that. That's such a sick video. And I think I made fun of you for it because
horrible. I hate myself in it so much.
No.
Which video?
The third
the
floor.
Trailer, though.
No, it's a nice video. We're going to laugh at you because we know you.
Exactly.
So I could tell your smirking face of, you know, I could tell. But other strangers are just going to be like, yo, this guy's just doing
well. So because the thing is we had a full crowd there. We're sold out. And I made them like,
part of the commercial, yeah.
It was free actors, bro. And
no, you did the right thing
for sure,
but it's just it was so on the like on the spot. You weren't ready to make it natural.
No, and I should have
done
a
second take. The turn was hilarious. Yeah, it was only one take.
I couldn't do a second. I didn't have it in me to like do a second take. You know what I mean?
Ah, it was amazing. I love it when like we get embarrassed. Like I could see the embarrassment on your face. You're like, I don't want to do this, but I have to.
The best part about that was, like, after that happened, the show, you're like, the show is oddly okay. And it's because, like, I wonder why. Because you made them, like, be a part of a little film shoot. Basically.
Well, that's what it was. My open was horrible. Because, like, I couldn't, like, force, you know what I mean? Like, it was just, they were just tired. I made them clap four times, fake laugh twice. I put them to work, dude.
Like, listen, what is happening?
It was April Fool's Day. It was literally April Fool's Day, so I don't feel bad. It's like, you thought you were coming to a comedy show, bitch?
Yo, Comfort Zone was mental yesterday.
Great one. Very good one.
They're just getting better and better. It was mental. That audience was so strange. We had two Greek people from, like, Dubai or something, but they left before I got to talk to them. Oh, I went to get my jacket, and when I came out, they had bounced.
Yeah, that was a wild. That was a wild Comfort Zone last time.
How crazy was it when, because they're like Dubai, was like, you're Arab, and as soon as I heard them speak, I'm like, they're Greek.
Yeah, no, honestly,
I know my accents. Yeah,
James Mancini, I called him yesterday because he messaged me. I made sure like him and his girlfriend are all good after that. And
yeah, they were.
He said great, and then she went and watched it, and she said she loves us, and she's gonna watch us every week now.
No,
oh, what?
I love them.
And then James was like, it's so good, so good.
I hope she makes fun of James. She goes, can you stop talking back to me in my accent?
It's crazy.
Bro, talking about? No.
It's very hard to not put on someone's accent.
But you know what? That is, it's difficult. It depends. I see it in Park X all the time where I'm with someone, we're walking, we'll go into a store and then, and they'll just change. We're just talking normally. And then like, my friend, how much is this? And like, why are you, what happened?
Yeah, just Greek dudes.
Well, how did you lose all your education in 4 seconds? What just happened?
It's crazy. Yeah. It's crazy.
My friend, good, you know, I go, why are you speaking like this? And then the best is that the Indian guy replies in, yeah, that's fine, bro.
Yeah. I like the guy is like, this guy fucking loves me. And the guy's like, this fucking asshole.
The guy's like, this fucking asshole. He thinks I can't speak. Yeah.
I think we do it subconsciously. People try.
Yeah, that's what he's saying. Yeah, it's code switching. Yeah. Abba used to talk about it, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, I'm just like, hello. And then the Peter Bro one like, hey, man, what's up? How you doing, man? What's up, baby? Come on, man.
Peter's the best.
I cannot see Peter without going, oh, shit. Just
you know what it
every
is.
Time he shows up, it's just, oh, shit. I think Peter Bowen walking into a room is like the best person walking into a
There's
room.
A lot of positivity. Yeah. Hey, Peter, how you doing? Man, I'm good like the weather, man. Like the weather.
It's a morale boost, man. Yeah. It's a morale boost. I think that's why, like, I think, like, Vance is, like, evil.
Yeah, the opposite.
Oh, is that, are they countering each other? That's the counterbalance?
I think, because Peter Bowen is like lawful good, and Vance is just, like, just chaotic, neutral, or, like, evil, because he just goes in, like, and does the opposite.
Brings the room down?
Yeah.
Peter's like, hey, what's up, everybody's like, I'm gonna kill you. I'm gonna kill everyone here.
I feel like Vance is like that kid in school, has too much energy and he means well, but he just the teacher keeps having to tell him, like, shut up. Like,
maybe it only seems that way because if Peter's there, because you see a big counterbalance because Peter's too positive. So it makes everyone else seem negative. I see. Maybe that's all well, it is.
No, he's like he's like a walking ray of sunshine.
No, Peter? Yeah. Oh, Peter, by the way, I don't know if you heard yesterday, the funniest story with Peter at the airport is he's at the airport and this guy was going to Cuba. So he passes the gate, whatever, and he sees him. And Peter's like, hey, man, what up, George? And George's like, they took my scissors. Like, no shit, bro. They took your scissors before you got on the plane, you goddamn domestic terrorist.
Why'd you put them in your carry-on?
I had no idea. I had no idea. They were like,
forbidden. I'm not allowed to bring scissors on the plane?
And I get so like, fucking,
what about
like,
my ice pick?
I get so autistic about the smallest items that if I don't have it, I get like weird about it.
What do you do
it.
With your scissors?
I cut my nails with them.
Okay.
It's fast. It's good. Those are my nail cutting scissors I've had for like 12 years, and some lady took them away from me.
I get
that. Isn't
that
crazy that they keep it?
It had emotional value, man.
Well, yeah, she put it in her pocket.
Shouldn't they be like, when you get back from your trip, go to the Lost and Found, we'll have them for you? It's crazy that they keep them. This is mine now. Like, that's a little nuts.
Oh, it is.
I was fucking, like, leaving Cuba. The woman was trying to find, like, a lighter somewhere in the carry-on. So she had to, like, take, like, the entire bag. She couldn't find shit. So then she just took, like, a tweezer and, like, went away, basically. She couldn't find a lighter, so she had to take something. So it was this little tweezer. And that's, like, Cuban, like.
Oh, she thought you had a lighter?
When you have your show or your movie or about the Montreal comedians, you got to get a scene of Peter Bowen like after like a long night of comedy coming into the airport for work late, right, and tired, and then like someone like being excited that someone has a coffee in line, being like, can't go through with that. Take the coffee, pass it to Peter. Peter drinks. The guy's like, shit, that was good.
Yeah, that's the kind of Peter show you do. Yeah. Man, you know what it is. What you got in here? Sugar cream? What's up in here? That's beautiful. Yo, I'm gonna take that. Yeah.
You can't go through with that anyway.
You can't get through that anyway, man. You want to waste it? You know, why spill? I'll drink it, man. You didn't touch it, right? I won't get none of your herp. Yeah, man. I got this.
That's so fucking.
You didn't drink from this, right?
No. What, fuck, man. But yeah, no. Comfort zone last night was wild.
Yeah.
I think it was a lot of up and down for me. I did like how I made like Michelle uncomfortable with just me being me.
But I can't remember what made her uncomfortable.
I think it was like all like the I was skirting around the incel racism for like 10 minutes, dude.
Oh, yeah, she's like, oh my god, what's he saying?
That's insane. It's like her like second time cover zoning is like, Jesus Christ, what's going
on? Not even. It's like every time she comes on, someone goes crazy.
Yeah.
And she freaks. But it's like, I think that
but
what happened
because of Toronto, it influenced her. She's panicking about everything.
Before Toronto, she didn't give a fuck about anything ever, and now she's like always worried.
Toronto's got to calm. If that's really how they are, they gotta calm down, dude. Comedy is supposed to be like that.
Some stuff's
like, gonna work, some stuff isn't. You have to test it out. You if you start just bottling everything in, you're like, that might hurt this person, that, then you lose the funny aspect of it.
But then she got me. She's trying to get me back a little bit because when she saw me get uncomfortable with the escort question, she was like, tell us more, George. She wants to break me. Like, yeah, I see what you're doing here.
And George's like, the joke's on you. I love talking
like,
about
what
horses.
What was going through your head? Like, were you like going to tell me and then you pulled back?
No,
and then
it's
never at
it's
any point.
Yeah. Cause I don't really like, I don't know, man. It's I think it's too personal.
Okay.
I think it's too vulnerable. I have to think about it beforehand. I have to wait. Yeah, I have to. It's too vulnerable. I don't really see much about it, though. Penis, vagina.
Because it's always good. David and Poirier getting laid from the A&W was a great story.
Yeah. My highlight of the night last night was whenever it gets silent, but something crazy was said, and then it's quiet, and all you hear from the back is beside him. That was my highlight. Just his laugh going through the door. And I was like, he likes it. We're doing something.
The background producer laugh of like any podcast is like
funny,
the most powerful.
Yeah.
Like you're like fucking like Tom Segura's fucking crew. Like if you hear like it's. That's the most like powerful like keep going fucking thing ever, man.
Poseidon is a strong laugh.
At the showcase, I did a line on one of my jokes that I don't usually do, and it didn't get that big of a laugh. But I heard Mike Mayo's laugh.
Yeah, it was a good
just
laugh.
Kept me going. It's a Beth laugh.
Michael Mayonnaise.
Mike Mayo and your laugh are my two favorite laughs to hear while I'm on stage.
My laugh is evil. That's
no, no,
yeah.
Your laugh is
no.
Good.
His laugh is amazing, but it's evil. Sometimes. Even comfort zone. Sometimes before he gets on, I'll be saying crazy shit.
Oh yeah.
And the crowd's like, ugh, and then all I hear in the back is, ugh. And I'm like, all right, that was good.
No, because whenever I say something and hear that laugh, it does come from that evil. But like, I know whatever I said is really funny.
Yeah, that's why. That's why he laughs.
Exactly.
You need evil laughs.
True.
It's Fuck. I think when David called himself, what was it, a retarded queer black man?
That was crazy. That was so funny.
He's becoming like cognitive of his like surroundings, which is beautiful. That's why like I feel like I brought this up a million times and I'll bring it up again. We need to like hospitalize Vance. He needs help. People.
Why think, Vance particularly?
Because people think like, oh, he's like the cool black guy with the skinny jeans. But I see, no, he needs... He thinks he's in New York right now. He needs help. He needs medical assistance.
Yeah, he's in the wrong city.
Peter Bowen is like he know like it's not like people think see Vance like, hey, cool black guy at the Art Loft, but no, he needs help.
Who's the cool black guy now? Is Peter?
No,
or David.
Who's
George has said many, many, many times that Peter is the only real black man.
In the whole city.
Many times he said this. I'm not saying it.
That's so insane, man. I fucking, but it's.
I love Peter.
It's true. Peter is like a Renaissance man.
Yeah, he does everything.
He's a Renaissance man. He's everything. And plus, I don't really like talk to like the Bad Boys Derriere. I don't know much about the Bad Boys.
All right, that's still a thing that's done, no?
No, I but the people like in that group, man. Every time I see like a black room that like Vance is in, like a black comedy room, I immediately send that story to Caesar. Like, you have to get on the show right fucking now.
And he gets on it?
No. The moment Caesar does a black room, I'm going to show up with a suit, a tie. I want to like sit up front row and just see what happens, man. Fuck.
Which Caesar, Mac or? Mac.
The only one that matters in this
world. The only one that matters, yeah.
Oh, that's why like I'm like. Amber is like, I'm telling Amber, like, yo, Caesar's coming to Bordel. It's like, okay, that's cool. But then, like, for the longest time, he thought I was talking about, like, Victor Caesar. No, Caesar McCool. Like, and he's like, dawned on him. Like, oh, is that Caesar? Yeah, yeah, yeah. It dawned on him.
Did you like Amber's set?
Showcase?
Yeah. He had a strong set.
It was better. Yeah. It was great. It was, like.
No one had a bad set that night. I was proud of the homies. No, for real. No one had a bad set.
It wasn't, look. And to be fair, I'm really sad for, like, I missed the recording of the first part of my set, and I think that the first like minute and a half, 2 minutes of my set was definitely way stronger than the end. And I'm sad that I don't get to watch that part at least, you know?
Your set was fine.
I'm not gonna, dude. I was a little out of it.
You may have been out of it, but people didn't notice.
I genuinely believe that maybe the people who saw me for the first time, they don't know what I'm normally like, so they were like, whatever. But I just, my head wasn't there by the time I got, because everything was so crazy with starting the show that like, I didn't like, my head wasn't there. And I was making decisions on the fly. I'm doing a showcase spot and I'm thinking about doing like a callback for the first time ever. And it's just like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just not.
The best part is the fight in the beginning of who goes first. Like, I had to decide, and then, like, he's like, I want to go. Then the other guy's like, Habib, if he wants to go, but I could go. And they're just like, what the
fuck? No, but it was so, it was more like Amber, like, for weeks, didn't want to go first. So I was like, yeah, just put me first. Like, I don't mind, like, put me first. Cause, like, I was like, I don't think I'm going to get it. So I might as well go first and, like, just go crazy. And then I also think that, like, since we're all the squad, like, seeing me and you at the top of the show would make everyone fucking more comfortable, you know? Yeah. But then. I thought Amber was going first, and then I get a text. I see the show started. I get a text. It's you or Amber first. And I run down. I go,
who sent it?
I go, who is it? From Amber. And then George was coming to get me too. And then I go back, and then Amber is smiling at me. And I'm like, okay, it has to be me, you know? Because I'm like, I didn't That's see so your evil. Face when you said me or Amber, but Amber did. So whenever that happened,
Amber
because
he was busting my balls. I go, okay, so I'll put you. He's very like indecisive. Mm-hmm. And I go, do you not want to go first? Do you not want to? I'll put you if you don't want to go first. He's like, it's up to you.
He knew
bro.
He did that and he did it because he was fucking with me. Funniest thing.
So then I said, I'll do it as a game time decision. I'll be on stage and I'll figure it out.
Yeah. Yeah. as you were about,
I called an audible. I didn't even know until I said the name.
Because
I was calling an audible.
You didn't give an intro for the person. So like, I was like, it's like. Anyways, Amr, before we go up, he knows it's going to be me, and he just takes out his notebook and he opens it and just says, you're gay.
What the fuck is going on?
His parents wrote him a note.
You're gay. And then I look to my right and I see Charles Daglian smiling and waving at me like this. And I'm like, oh, no, dude.
Everyone knows but me.
But no, dude. And then I got on stage. That applause off the top was insane. Yeah. It was beautiful. I hit my first punchline. I got my laugh. I was comfortable, but I elongated my story at the end, and I'm just not happy.
This is a press conference now.
Yeah.
I'm spiraling. You're spiraling.
Stop
you
smiling. You're fine.
I was
calm
over
down.
It. I was over
calm
it.
Calm down.
And, but the thing is, also like anybody who asked me how my set went, they know that at least I'm going to be honest. Anybody else, I know 100%. Anybody I ask, like, no, it's great. It was great. It was great. And it was. About their own. No, not Bordel. Like shows that I don't go to.
Oh.
If I go, oh, how was your set? They're not going to tell me if it didn't go well.
Okay, I see what you're saying. Yeah, but look, the Bordel, I did my best to make sure that the place was packed and that people are happy and to see you guys. They
amazing
were.
Amazing crowd.
Everything I could do, I did, and it worked out.
It was great.
I even had to fucking undo a goddamn stage before we started the goddamn show.
That was wild. That was insane. That was crazy.
What had bugged me, because they were like, the staff too was a little bugged, but my pet peeve was like, the guy who had done it before and his crew, like, it's like they didn't care. Like, all right, we're out of here. And it's like, but guys, you know there's a show after. You erected a stage. Like, if I do something in my head, I'd be like, yo, I got to make sure for the next show I would take that out, right? Like, it's my responsibility. It's my stuff. But, like, nobody cared. So that's 100%. Why I was pissed off. I go, get the fuck out of here, bro. I would have, I clean up my mess. I don't spill stuff. I'm like, the janitor's going to get it. Like,
I saw on the thing. It was like, literally, you were moving stuff. Then a hammer came and he was just pointing. He was like, maybe move this over there.
Yeah. The funny thing is like, how can I help? I want to help. And then he was just holding a piece of cardboard standing there.
For 20 minutes, we were just laughing. He was just standing there in front of the camera.
If Poseidon was there, that stage would have been destroyed in 4 seconds.
It's true. We were missing
they had
that
Poseidon,
night.
They had built something on top of the stage. Why? And it was black with tape because they were testing something before. Like a guy had rented it before, one of the comics. And then with his crew, they're testing like a new show. Like they were doing like a...
Was it drilled or was just taped?
Some stuff was drilled, some stuff was taped. So Shal at the end, because he goes, I'm going to keep it because the show's late. And then I go, fuck, bro, it's going to look garbage.
Yeah, I would have tossed that shit out the window.
And then he thought about it and Shal's like, you know what? Let's fucking do this. And he grabs the drill. He's like, let's get fucking rid of this shit. And then Luke showed up. Luke's like, yo, I'm going to give you a hand too. Luke was like, I'm not going to have this.
While Amr was just standing there.
Amr was just standing there with a piece of cardboard in his hand. And we're in the green room and we're like, he's showcasing to be a stagehand of JFL. And then it's like, Amrez opening the ethnic show.
Yeah.
Be there 2 hours early.
Yeah. We need help with the setup.
They had a Just for Laughs gag before the showcase.
Do they still have gags?
Probably not, man. That shit fucking... But that's like forever ingrained for the rest of Canada reruns.
Imagine, you know when they come back and they want to be hip? They want to do like the gags that are happening now.
Yeah.
So Just for Laughs come back and they're in Montreal North like, we're going to say the N-word to locals and see what happens. Da, 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 like, it's a gag.
Jesus Christ, it's the prank.
Yeah.
Well, it's just like the Montreal version of the stuff. Like, you know those videos where they go up to someone, it's like, how much do you pay for rent in New York?
Yeah.
You go up to somebody like in Montreal North, like, how much do you pay for rent in Montreal? And it's like $400.
Stop asking me questions.
It's coming, like, this part of Montreal, this is like the west or the north? What would you call this?
Here?
Part?
Center. Yeah. This is the center.
Yeah, it feels more fucking, I don't know, like, depressing to be in the center.
Yeah.
Than anywhere else.
Even though you're closer to everything?
Yeah.
You know what the most depressing, no, I don't know if it's the most, but you know where I get depressed? NDG kind of makes me depressed.
Mm-hmm.
Outremont? There's a lot of parts that make me depressed because it looks very creepy. Outremont is like very expensive houses, but it looks like you're in constant house. Like I was driving with Sarah yesterday, I was bringing her back home, and that's what we were saying. I was like, how does it feel? She said it feels like Halloweenville, like it's always Halloween.
They're haunted. Yeah. Exactly, 100%. In the daylight, it's dark.
What else?
Why does it make you the center? Why does the center make you guys feel depressed?
It's not that the center makes it, it's just that.
This center, this, Montreal
this
center.
Has. It happens to be at the center. Like, let's say this street, right? Yeah. This street, in a few years, it could get back its old glory. But right now, it's still in between because they had let it go for so long.
Yeah.
So all the factories have closed down. So it's kind of run down. Man. So you feel like it's forgotten.
This building's fucking haunted, man. You got, like, fucking Iranians in suits. You have, like, a weird robot store. Carpets, rugs.
A handjob factory right next door.
There's a handjob factory.
Oh, yeah, it's true. Yeah.
Wait, really?
Cheesecake factory.
Yeah, your favorite spot's literally
sick.
It's walking distance. It's on the same floor.
Market research.
Yeah.
What is a handjob factory? Well, how do you make a handjob?
I don't know. They hire a bunch of girls and.
I just imagine like an assembly line, though. Of dicks, and they have to fucking jerk them all off.
Uh,
Like, we've seen them in the elevator and stuff, but we've never met, like, the owner of that place or anything.
I think it's better.
You don't want to meet the owner, man.
I don't mean any of these people. Yeah,
you don't want
that way. Yeah,
I was gonna fucking call you like an esports coach, but you literally have something that says sports that you're wearing right now.
What is that?
What does that say? Red.
Are you coaching children?
I don't know. This is an old sweater. I don't.
It's such like you're like in press conference mode as a literal fucking coach talking about the play by play what happened on
Tuesday.
Well,
so George is always saying that we're the gamer clan, right?
Yeah.
And was like it was sick because if you think about it, right, we went out there, right, and we were all doing well. It was like a great show. I'm being hard on myself, but it was a great fucking show. We were out there.
Are we talking about this again?
Streak.
All right, go on.
No, but we were out there getting our fucking kill streak. You know what I mean? I told him I was going out there fucking 360 no scope out the gate. You know what I mean? You got some fucking headshots, dude. It was sick. And then we saved our kill streak. And then George went out there. We had 25 kills by the time he got up. And you know what that means.
Oh, George destroyed.
He nuked them.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Tactical nuke or what?
And then Wasim went in and fucking started the bomb and search and destroy and fucking won
you,
the game.
You know when I knew for real that he was going to obliterate? Because I think right before him, right before I brought him up, I called Sarah a dirty redheaded whore.
Mm-hmm.
And the place exploded.
Huge.
And I was like, oh, he's going to be fine. If this worked when he starts calling other people whores and retards, this is gonna go fucking great. As soon as they laughed, I go, this next set's gonna be awesome.
100% because it woke me up. I was watching on the TV and then like you said that, I start laughing and then you got on stage and just were rolling immediately and it was just, yeah, it was great.
That's how you know I'm gonna have a good set when you call a woman a whore. That's how you know Georgie boys locked and loaded.
Yeah, and everyone's in. This is George's crowd.
That's wild.
Yeah, man. It was a good night.
So when we came, you said we were going to talk about topical stuff. Is there anything happened?
You know what I saw this morning, but I haven't got the details. Everybody from Steven Crowder to everyone sharing, like some guy got choked out in the metro, in the subway in New York.
Oh yeah.
I saw that.
And then I'm like, what's the deal? And then they go, he's dead. And then it was a Marine that did it. He did nothing wrong. And I go, what's happening? Like everyone's arguing something.
I only saw the guy who really doesn't like trans people. I saw him fucking say something
about
it.
Who's the guy that doesn't like trans people?
The one is a woman guy?
Woman guy.
Oh, Matt Walsh?
Yeah.
Oh, he
talked
about this too?
He tweeted something. It was so funny, the wording of it. It was it was like the same people who are ready to murder a child minutes before it's born are unhappy about this predator being killed.
So he was out there being a predator and he got choked. Like what, a homeless 30-year-old.
The thing is, with this
Michael Jackson
shit, I just feel like...
What?
They're like...
Oh, shit, sorry, so impersonator.
Passenger
I thought his name was Michael Jackson.
No, passenger choked to death on New York City subway.
What's new?
Jordan Neely, a homeless 30-year-old Michael Jackson impersonator, had been yelling he was hungry and ready to die on a train. Witnesses and
police he got his wish?
When he was restrained by three other passengers.
Okay.
That's such an insane transition.
Is there a video?
That's a good question. Let's see.
I mean,
so
you
wait, he was, sorry, he was
you
put
could
into
impersonate
a by,
Michael Jackson,
by
but you don't have to
passengers?
Impersonate the fact that he's dead.
So he wasn't killed by a cop, he was killed by other passengers.
One guy choked him, they said. Or maybe now the way he said it was like, it sounds like three people.
Yeah.
But I should have checked if there's a video. Oh, is there?
I think there is, yeah.
Like, I don't want to see him die, but I just want to.
Oh, no, these are protesters.
What are they protesting?
Losers.
But if he was really being aggressive and belligerent and fighting people and someone fought back. Hold on. That what happened?
Let me open Twitter. Twitter's the spot for
shit
like
this. Yeah, Twitter's the spot for shit like this.
Hey, man, we all had great times at the bordel, and let's watch a black guy die right now. Yeah, all right, okay. All right, let's do it.
Yeah, that's whoa. All
right, let's do it. Let's go.
My God.
Let's do it.
I just want to say that, like, with these situations, like, one, you have to do so much research, right?
Yeah.
To, like, actually find out what happened and what the thing is.
Yeah, that's why I love seeing videos.
It's like, I don't, like, exactly, but, like, everybody has their fucking take on Twitter, and it's just like, I don't know, man.
Hey, look, it's you. Hey, look, it's you.
What did you type in?
Man gets stroked out in New York.
Ah, bro,
that's
on
so
Twitter.
Hot. Man
this
gets
is so
stroked.
Stupid. Bro, it's not Google, bro. Just type in the guy's name.
What's his name?
I don't know. You have the article up.
Jordan Neely.
All right.
He's like an old lady that learned how to use the internet yesterday.
Oh, my God. That's sad.
This guy needed choking out. He seems so small.
Yeah, what the fuck?
What was he doing? Oh, is that the video?
I think so.
All right, press play. Let's watch it.
I really didn't think we were going to find the video, honestly.
Okay, right. Where is he?
Hold on. Is that him? With the leggings?
the fuck? What the fuck is going on?
Well, that's him, I guess. But you keep skipping. We can't see if he's doing anything, bro. Like, Jesus Christ, you're like CNN.
I now know how it felt to be Obama watching the Bin Laden raid right now.
Yeah.
And I know how it feels like. What the fuck?
Okay, so that's him breaking shit?
All right.
Okay, but he's not hurting anyone. I'm not saying it's cool to break shit. I'm just saying, like, he's not attacking anyone.
Yeah, no. For a random person to be stepping in right now,
yeah,
and grabbing
if a random guy just chokes him out right now, that's retarded. Like, okay, I understand it's fucking weird, but bro, what do you care about if he's kicking the train?
I think this is it, yeah.
Okay, so let's watch.
Why is he dressed like a woman?
It's not dressed like a woman.
What it was. It's like people are posting about like the guy's history, and it's just like nothing matters.
I don't
other
care about
the
history.
Moment. Exactly.
If he doesn't do anything
whatever
now.
Whatever happened in the moment is the only thing. I thought that it was like,
oh, is he leaving and then they're going to keep him on the train to choke him? That's insane.
Oh, no way.
You stay here.
No, that would be retarded. I hope not, man.
Oh, fuck.
Is that
sake,
it?
Bro.
Nothing happened. If that's why they choked him, press.
Oh, okay. Here it is.
Wow.
This is the one.
Okay, but bro, what led up to this? Because if he's just kicking I understand it's fucked up, but just stay away from
this
him.
This guy on the floor did one jiu-jitsu class?
No, he's a Marine, they said. Oh. A Marine choked him is what I read. Oh, well, they're really overdoing it, though. You don't need three guys. I want food. Yeah. I'm not taking no for an answer. I'm ready to go back to jail. Okay, but I don't know. I got to get more context.
Why
I don't
didn't somebody just throw him a sandwich?
Yeah, because they don't all have sandwiches in their pockets like you, bro.
Oh, this is it. This is the raw video.
I don't want to see the raw video of getting choked, bro. That's just him dying.
Yeah, no,
I want to know what led up to it.
Dude. I'm sorry.
Is this on the podcast too?
Yes.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
I apologize, bro.
I'm sorry.
You guys wanted context. I wanted murder.
What I say?
You see, that's the thing. I want to know what happened.
He's smiling. Look at that.
No, bro. That's a Photoshop sign. Don't bring that up. That's crazy.
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna stop.
Yeah. Okay. If they don't tell us, because if you're yelling, like I've seen plenty of belligerent people in the metro, you stay away from them. You're not going to go choke them out.
Yeah.
I got this.
Everybody move to the side in a corner and let them pick up his face.
I don't care about it. What's his history? Because you said they were bringing up his history. What did he do?
No, but that's all. I don't know exactly what they saw. Oh, this person has been something for years, blah, blah, blah. And it's like whatever happened in this situation is the only really real thing that matters.
That's all that should matter, yeah.
Exactly. You don't get to decide that someone deserves something in the fucking moment on a train.
Like if I find out like right before that he punched a baby.
Maybe.
Okay, they have to restrain him, bro. They have to calm him down.
It's like Bagel Boss. Remember the Bagel Boss
guy?
Remember
that guy, yeah.
He was like yelling about being 5 foot and then like he's like yelling at a guy and the guy just like fucking smacked him down and tackled him.
Bagel like Boss was an energy. Asshole though.
Yeah, I was happy with Bagel Boss.
He did stand up. Did you see that?
No, but I got into an argument with him on Twitter. I think he had blocked me.
Really?
Yeah, because he says I'm stupid at the time. And then I'm like, shit, you fucking retarded midget. Shut the fuck up.
Nice.
And then he said something. I remember what it was, but he set himself up to get destroyed.
All right.
And then he just blocked me.
Can you pull up those tweets?
Pull up those tweets. Pull up Bagel Boss.
Pantelis fights Bagel Boss, puts him in a chokehold and fucking kills him.
I got blocked by Iggy Azalea.
Really?
Yeah.
Can we find out who blocked me?
Who blocked Pantelis?
This is a guy.
Oh, I don't remember. I don't remember
it's
what
Bagel
his name
Boss.
Was.
No, it's this. That's
not something else.
He transformed into a.
He had a
shop.
Name. Fuck. But this was Bagel Boss was a while ago. I don't remember, bro. It was his fucking name.
I'm God, fighting. Man. Yeah.
I love that Poseidon asked the stupidest questions. I'm going to remember Bagel Boss's fucking.
What did you say to get blocked by Iggy Azalea?
Yeah.
What did you do with that?
She stole this guy's.
Oh, Chris Morgan.
Like, she stole Check this that. Guy's like thing. There's this guy, Benny
Hanna.
No, Benny something. Just
Benny
guy.
Boy.
He does this like thing on Twitter where he like dresses up in costumes and he does these weird dances and it's always like really good music that he made and it's cool. But then Iggy Azalea like did like something with like the same music style and the same thing.
Is he still around?
The guy. So I was really mad. I was stoned and I was like, "Hey, my people are gonna get you."
Wait, go down to that Daily Mail.
Sorry.
Yo, look at this.
Anytime I'm bombing.
Oh, you had a stroke,
George,
huh?
Yo, George.
Just do Jewish voice and you're going to like it.
Yeah.
Diminutive, angry bagel guy.
Is he dead?
45, suffers stroke outside of Delhi and is left with no feeling.
Oh, my God.
All right, I'm done with the bagel guy.
Oh, shit. He fucking
said.
Oh, by the way, can I plug something?
Yeah.
Aaron Belial, next weekend. Not this weekend coming up right now.
I like Aaron Belial. He's a good dude.
Aaron Belial, fucking amazing. Coming next weekend, Third Floor Comedy Club. Come fucking see the show. Seriously, he might not come back to Montreal ever.
Yeah, he hates the city. Oh, and
he
I get
died.
Him. Oh, all right. Bagel
so Poseidon,
Boss
I
died?
Told you, get off the Bagel Boss. We figured that there was a problem when we read that.
No, but he's dead now. That article came like 3 years ago.
Well, no, he said to 2023.
Yeah, oh, so he just died yeah. in this year, but his stroke was like a few years ago.
Bagel Boss passed away, man.
Ah, that's fucked. So who's the boss now?
Me. I am the Bagel Boss.
The Jews
boss.
Took the title back.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're the Bagel
He's
Boss.
A Jew.
Is he?
He has to be a Jew. You heard him in the video. I'm 5'5".
Is that what he's yelling?
Yeah. Speaking of bagels, like Samson told me the story about the double bagel... Murder, suicide. And then you
our fan, yeah.
And then you mentioned he's a fan of yours. And like,
well, he was.
Well, yeah.
Killed himself.
What, the double bagel murder, suicide?
The Fairmount bagel guy.
Okay.
Who used to tweet us on Two Drink Minimum.
Mm.
So we knew, like, I was always a fan of Fairmount more than St. Peter, but the son of the owner used to tweet us the Two Drink Minimum. He was a fan of the show, I guess. Well, obviously he was. And then there was a murder that happened. It was a double murder. No, it was a murder-suicide. He basically used to love hookers. He got a young hooker from Quebec City, and then he killed her and killed himself. And
so he busted the best nut of his life.
I have no idea.
He was like, I can never top that.
No, I don't even know what it was. I think he tortured. I don't remember what it was.
Jesus.
But it was just weird because we had heard the story, but we didn't put two and two together. And then we realized that the guy had stopped like tweeting us for a while. And we're like, oh, wait a second. Oh, fuck.
Something's wrong.
Yeah. And what was crazy for us is that we know that we have a big hooker fan base on Two Drink Minimum. So then I had the joke on stage where it's like, that's why your two friend groups should never meet. Yeah. So it was crazy.
You have a big hooker fan base?
Two Drink Minimum, yeah.
No shit.
Yeah.
No shit.
That's yeah, George, excited. How do you feel about hookers?
No shit. That's crazy. That's such an interesting. Are they like groupies? Like what are like?
No, but they come to shows. They'll talk to us. They like it. Yeah.
Oh, can I say
sex workers have a crazy sense of humor?
I don't know if this is like what, that's but like I thought it was cool. The Montrealer, the one that you're friends with, who has like the huge OnlyFans. She did the UCAM picture.
Hélène Boudreau. Yeah.
She was the one in the the scam ads, like when you go to like a shady porn site and you get the pop up ads.
Okay. Wait, what do you mean a shady porn site?
Like you go
aren't
to
they
one,
all shady?
No, you go to like one where like it's not like Pornhub
is legit.
It's legit and they're not gonna like send you like one that you gotta like have an antivirus.
What about CryptoTits.net?
Yeah, exactly. Crypto, how'd you know, bro? she was in all of the scam ads and I was like, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, she's very popular.
Yeah, I had no idea.
He has the bladder of an infant.
I do.
Yeah.
He only drank half the Coke Zero, too.
No, this is the third piss he's taken while I'm here.
Yeah. Four, actually, because he pissed when you weren't here.
That's why we gotta get him a checkup.
Yeah. Prostate exam.
So, yeah, she's very popular.
No, which is very cool. And then maybe it knew I was from Quebec or something. That was the one thing that I thought, is that maybe it was like, oh, let's give him his people.
Something he knows.
Yeah, exactly.
Something he's seen. Yeah, they might do shit like, I don't know how, but what do they try to do? They try to get you to click, so then they steal your info from your browser, or so you could be dumb enough to put in your info. What's the scam?
What are
the internet scams now? Because I get, the emails that you just delete because they're phishing. They go, me, you could be love.
Yeah.
But click here. It's like, what?
So there's different scams. There's one where like, they'll either try and like get you to log in somewhere, and then if whatever password you put, they'll use on all your accounts.
Okay.
Because people are stupid to have the same password everywhere.
Yeah.
Or they like it's like they're trying to like get access to your computer, or sometimes they genuinely just want to get you somewhere to hopefully get you to buy something. You get to the site and you have to pay for porn or something. People just pay. Horniness is a powerful thing. And some dudes, they just lose their minds when they're at the computer horny before, they just buy shit.
When you're horny, you buy more.
It's true. If you're going to buy porn, but you bust the nut first, you're not going to buy that porn anymore.
Right. I see what you're saying. So then they trick you into putting, that'd be such a weird thing to explain to Crack Rock Company. It's a scam. How'd they get your info, sir? I was horny.
Yeah. But no, but it's not a scam. Some of them are scams probably, but a lot of them I think are just like overcharging for whatever, and it's just advertising. Like, it's the same shit. And the websites probably get fucking paid per click and shit.
Yeah. I mean, pay-per-click, how does it work? If you have like an ad on there and people go to it, because the ad's there, they just pay you like a couple of cents?
Yeah. Something like that. They work out deals. Like, and there's,
to make money, though, you have to have volume. Well, that's, yeah, a lot of hard dicks.
But they have it. It's a lot of volume. And the thing is, it's casinos too. They always, it's always porn in casinos on sites. Even if you go to like Torrent, or not a Torrent, but like to watch a movie or something, you know, like the pirated movie, you'll get all the porn ads and whatever. And they're just getting so much money from those things. One, they probably get money from like people going there and spending money. And two, just for the clicks that they get on it.
You have to click on the ads, or just you being there to make money?
It depends. There's so many different ways they could do it. I have no idea, to be honest.
Because the click will be hard, because most people won't click on that.
No, but a lot of people do click. Sometimes,
a lot of people click on the ads.
Sometimes you can't help yourself. Sometimes, like, let's say I'm going to watch the fucking new movie just came out. I click play. I get an ad.
Okay.
Nah, that's a click.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and you cannot press play without getting a pop-up. You need 7 pop-ups before you could click play and the movie starts.
And they get paid for each of those.
Probably.
But they're not scams.
Some of them are scams. Some of them aren't. I don't go through with them.
Yeah, yeah, obviously. You'd be broke.
No, yeah, exactly.
You Reggie?
Yes, sir.
How's the bathroom?
Beautiful. I made a critical error of drinking a liter of water before coming here.
Well, critical error for podcasts, but good for life.
Yeah.
That's a very good life move.
Yes.
Surprised to hear that you're drinking water.
I do, yeah, because I want to like wake up and feel like ready to attack and do some verbal, you know, whatever the hell.
Piss on my enemies.
Yeah, but then it's like, I probably should have went like dry, be dehydrated.
No, water's good. Don't stay dehydrated. No, it helps you lose weight, it helps you think better, it helps you,
Yeah. But anyways, you guys look up more.
We were speculating on your first hooker story.
No, we weren't.
Beautiful.
We didn't talk about hookers.
The whole time.
That's speculating. So funny.
We didn't mention hookers, we were talking about porn ads that are phishing scams to steal your information.
Oh, yeah. Those are, like, easy to avoid unless you're, like, a 70-year-old idiot.
That's what I'm
like,
saying, yeah. Those you ever fall for those scams?
Never.
Yeah, you can't. You gotta be dumb. Click here. Give you extra Bitcoin for sausage.
Well, then some people...
The only ones that get me and that piss me the fuck off is, you know what? Like, I'll play Sudoku on my phone sometimes.
You tell me there's hot black singles near me?
In between levels, they got ads for, like, other games or whatever the fuck. And I keep trying to press X.
Oh, are the
X.
games fake?
Mm. No, they're real. It brings you to the app store. But okay. I keep, like, you try to press X. But, like, it's so small,
they do it
X.
on purpose.
Yeah, and then you miss, and it opens, and I always
But
get
at least
pissed
it's
off.
Not a virus and shit like that.
Yeah,
who cares?
That's true, yeah, that's true.
That's not that bad. It's just annoying. Yeah. But the worst is if they steal your info.
You know who falls for shit like that all the time?
Old people.
Our boy Adam.
Oh, yeah, Adam, obviously.
That's
Adam
exactly,
falls,
that's
yeah.
what it's made
that's
for.
That's who it's for, yeah.
And
yeah.
That percentage of the population, they just are fucking doing it
he
all the
He keeps sending Indian men who pretend to be women. He's just sending them PayPal money and all that.
Oh, he sends them money?
Dude, there was a whole thing on the intellectuals.
Well, I saw
that
whole he was
saga.
Talking to them. I didn't
yeah, he used
I
to send them money.
I saw that he was like, well, the second they ask me for money, I'm not going to send them.
Yeah, but he sends them. The best was he sent a woman money and he goes, what's the problem? It's so simple. She's a successful woman from California who reached out. She just wanted a friend. She found me on Facebook. And then essentially, she's giving me money because I'm putting $200 in this crypto and she's matching it.
That's always the matching. It's always match. That's how they get people. So, right, like, there's like people who put up like a video of Drake gambling and they're like, send money here to get your money doubled. And people just send money to somebody.
Is that Adam Susser from... Which Adam is that?
No. It's Adam. Adam from the Intellectuals. Oh. It's true because you only met one Adam. Yeah. No.
We're
Susser,
the high pitched voice.
Yeah.
As well.
Yeah. Susser. No. They have similar voices, but Susser doesn't fall for that stuff. He knows how to use the internet.
Intelligent.
Susser. Yeah. Susser is intelligent.
Susser grew up on the internet. Like he used to make videos and he used to do the man on the street stuff.
Who's the guy in the other room? The guy that I saw.
Oh, that's Phil.
Oh, Phil. I thought is that Apollo? Is that the other Greek fucking
that's
guy?
That's Philippos. Yeah. That's Phil. Oh, that would have been so goddamn funny if it was Adam Susser that's getting scammed. Like, you grew up on the internet. How are you falling for this?
Him
it seems
too.
Legit.
I know if he would have read us one of his Bumble or Hinge conversations,
it would have been hilarious.
It would have been gold.
Yeah, sometimes those conversations could be fucking magnificent.
Yeah. No matter what it would have been, because, like, he opened it, he read it, and he was like, I can't.
Oh, is that what he did?
Yeah.
I wasn't paying attention.
He went to look at it, and he was like, I can't say this. And it was, he wouldn't even, like, in
Because it may have been like, you look so pretty.
Exactly. Because he made it, at first I'm like, what do you say? He's like, I say hi, hello. And I'm like, no, read us one. And he's like, no.
Sup, twat.
I've heard more goofy fucking voices in this city.
Dude, how goofy are we?
It's so goofy, man. Like, when Caesar and I hosted Third Floor, it was like everybody in the crowd mostly sounded like Borat except for like three people, man.
It is funny when people come, you're like, hey, man, where are you from? I'm not here.
Well, there's this guy, Glieb, from Ukraine.
I like that guy.
And I have horrible handwriting. So I wrote, George couldn't read his name. So he was like, what the fuck is this? No. Glib Glob. No, glob okay. Glib. No, glob the, Glib Salpapov.
Here's the thing. I did it intentionally.
Come on.
Because the women in the corner were like ordering drinks. And I didn't want to bring them up to like people like
great
talking.
Host right here.
You see what I mean? So I did it intentionally on purpose. And it's also fun to be like Glibby Globby for 30 seconds too. It's also fun to be like Glib Glob, Glib Gloob, Glibby Globby.
But then he got on stage and he crushed for like 30 seconds because he's like, I'm Glib.
He's like, what is funny? I'm just Glib. Yeah. That's how we literally talk, dude.
What is funny? I'm Glib. Why are you?
That's how we literally
his
talk,
His legit
dude.
Name, like Steve. You have Steve, we have Glib.
His last name was like Soldier in
Sultanov
Ukraine.
Or Sultanov.
Soltov is actually Soldier in Ukraine.
So the first, he had been at the open mic the week before and everybody was bombing. So I went out there. I'm like, I don't want to do my jokes and feel bad about my jokes right now. Let me just talk to them. So I went and I talked to him because nobody had talked to them. I'm like,
no.
I'm like, hey, what's your name? And he's like, Gleb. I'm like, okay. Like, where are you from? And he's like, Ukraine. And I'm like, oh shit, my condolences, bro. And he's like, what? Everybody exploded because
I wanted to be destroyed.
Exactly.
All my enemies are still living there.
And I'm like, so how long have you been in Montreal? And he's like, he's like 3 years. And it's like, okay, so he missed the thing, you know. And then we're talking. And he's like, I just want to learn English. And I'm like, are you learning English here? And he's like, yes. And I get him to come on stage. I convince him to get on stage with me. And I'm just fucking around. I want
roasting him.
No, not even. I want to do. Where's your nose? And he points at his nose. Where's your mouth? He points at his mouth. Where's your asshole? And he points at his asshole. And I figure something funny might happen.
What?
But I open with where are your balls? And he goes, my girlfriend over there. She has them at the table. And the whole room exploded. Shit.
That's really funny.
Was he trying to be funny?
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's amazing.
It was so good. And then he came and he did a set. He crushed and it was great. He had actual jokes. It was very funny.
Nice. I like him, Glieb.
Glieb Glob, fucking great
Glieb
guy.
Glieb Glob Makov. That's a good name too.
Great name.
Yeah, I like him.
Glieb Glob. Fuck.
And I feel like his girlfriend spoke less English and all she saw was us talking to him real fast and laughing. So I think she thought that we were making, so he's got like a girlfriend that's ready to like fight for him, and I like that. It was good. He was fucking with us. He told her after. He was like, no, they're funny. It's good.
Oh, she was like, well, you make fun of my husband.
Exactly.
How about I make stabby stabby? You like this? Treat you like dirty Montenegrin and stab you. People don't respect Montenegro.
No, clearly not.
No.
What? No one knows like... what that is. I know what it is, where it is.
It's a country, it's the mountain.
What do you guys call it, Peter, now?
do you respect Montenegrins? I knew one Montenegrin.
Yeah, Montenegrins are normally cool people. They're fine. They're very, like, they do their own thing.
Where is this?
Next to Serbia.
Next to Serbia?
Yeah, right below.
And what's the deal with them? What kind of people are they?
A very dark mountain. No, they're Slavs. They're like the Serbians, the Bosnians. They're the same.
They live on the mountain. Okay. They fear the sun.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're trying to backstab Greeks.
Yeah.
Okay, so they're just one of the other people that are coming after the Greeks.
Oh, everyone in that region.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. That makes sense.
It's
could you imagine how crazy it is for Greeks? The country on top of us that was Bulgarian, that had a country called Vardaska, they 40 years ago decided to be like, nah, we're Macedonian, made up a fake history.
Yeah.
And called themselves Macedonian. Mm-hmm. Fake, completely fake. Just so that they could lay claim to northern Greece.
That's crazy.
What's crazier is that people accepted it. Like, yeah, they could call themselves whatever they want. And Greece is like, what do you mean they could call themselves? They're not just calling themselves. They're also claiming the history. And they're like, leave them alone. They're Bulgarians. They don't know who the fuck they are. And then Bulgarians are funny because they're like, they're just Bulgarians. They're just Bulgarians. Who are these fucking idiots? They're just Bulgarians. So it's, it's just crazy what the lengths people will go to.
It's, to me, it's all like, All these tiny countries are just so miscellaneous, man. Yeah. You could just say them Albanian.
Yeah, same. Albanians claim the same thing. Albanians, every couple of years, they decide to claim something else.
But, okay, you're saying Albanian, but Albanians are powerful. Like, they control drug trades, like, in so many places.
No, they're good drug dealers, but okay. I mean, like, when you talk about national stuff,
yeah.
Every couple of years, like, this is Greater Albania, and the map includes half of Greece.
That is true. The Albanians are terrifying. They all dress up like Poseidon with the leather jacket.
Yeah, they have that, yeah.
Is it Poseidon Albanian?
He's Albanian, yeah.
Oh, I'm Greek. He just keeps calling me Albanian because he's a hater.
What part of Greece are you from, and why is it bad? What's going?
He's Tirana.
Go fuck yourself, you piece of shit.
Is
that a gay part?
No, the Albanian capital. No,
is that the fat and gay
fucking
part?
Bastard, bro.
Is that the
fat
gay? I'm
from southern Greece.
It's are you?
No, you're not.
Peloponnese.
That's not southern Greece.
That's yeah.
Is Kalamata. It?
No, that's central Greece, bro. Southern Greece is Crete.
Oh. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
The people like the people.
But mainland
like,
south.
Fuck off.
Do the people like live around Sparta? Do they like talk shit about all the other fucking?
Everybody talks shit about everyone.
Yeah.
All right. But they're like they're still like people like in like modern day like Sparta, right? They're just like being
Spartans. Sparta exists. Yeah,
Spartans
yeah,
having fun.
But like, okay, so like I feel like
fucking.
Maybe like 100 years ago or something, shit would be able to go down where they like. Would be like, we're Macedonians and we're fucking, this is our land. And they could like overpower, like to just get land.
No. So what happened? You think why the Bulgarians call themselves?
No. I'm just saying that shit, like you could fuck on someone and like get away with it eventually if you were able to like.
You could, but I think 100 years ago, what happened is you're so proud of who you are. You wouldn't just lie. Like for example, Canadians wouldn't just be like, we're actually New Yorkers. We're New York. We should have New York. Okay. Like people be like, what are you, retarded? You know? But the problem, what they did to those people on top that called themselves, they were Vardaska. Fucking 50 years ago. What happened was, I don't know if you ever heard of Yugoslavia.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
Okay, so what happened is they got all the Slavs together. This guy Tito, dictators. So they did is, there was different ways of getting land. There was a lot of wars. The Balkans went through a lot of wars. These guys were kind of like, even though they were Bulgarian, that Vardaskan type area, they were kind of excluded. They were like kind of like the bastard child or whatever. So, and then he eliminated their history basically. So they were kind of like rudderless. And then he goes, I got this. The way, because they really wanted to take northern, the Balkans and Yugoslavia, they really wanted Greece. They wanted that area because of the trade. Basically, Thessaloniki, the ports there in Athens, they're huge ports. It's the gateway to Europe. So much happens in the world and in Europe through those fucking ports. If you bring up like the biggest shipping tycoons in the world, it's Greeks.
Well, yeah, the richest, yeah.
It's insane. So in order to get it, they go, we can't go to war with them because the military, Greek military was, even though it wasn't the best in the world, it was always better than our shitty third world neighbors.
For sure.
So they go, how do we do this? How do we fucking do this? So what they did is, they go, we're going to fucking, it's just going to take a couple of generations. We're just going to tell these people that they're Macedonian. We're going to make a fake history. And then we're going to lay claim, like, yo, it's ours. Like, the Turks do this a lot, too. The Turks like to go to places. They invade. They leave people there. And then years later, they go, those are our people. They're a minority. They're being oppressed. Like, shit like that. So yeah. They laid the foundation. Now, here's the goofy part about it that always makes me laugh. So even in the 90s, simple questions they couldn't answer because it wasn't their history. They go, this is our history. This guy, Alexander the Great. You know, like, they were trying to say that. Like, they couldn't even, it's not even in their language. And they were trying to say it. The best was, not only are they Slavic and it's not their language, people were asking them questions like, okay, so the main symbol is that sun that you see, the Virgini star, you know, the sun that you see of with all the different rays of light going out.
Okay.
So they took that, they changed the color,
yeah.
They made it red instead of blue. And then they go, what does that mean? They're like, it's just, there's, click on it.
This is the actual.
Yeah. So they go, star? The sun, yeah. So they go, what did it mean, right? And they had no idea. Like, no, it's just because we lack sun, we're sun people, but it actually has a meaning. It's the northeast, west, it's all the names of the gods, Greek gods. Like, there's an actual, but they didn't know because it's not their history. It's not even written in their language. They didn't even exist. This is the crazy part. They showed up in the region 400 years after Christ. With Alexander, there's like over 1,000-year gap between them even existing in the region. It's such an absurd claim that no educated person would take it serious. But nobody gives a shit. They're just like, fuck, it's Greeks. What do we care? And they just let them call themselves whatever they want.
Fuck it.
Now they call themselves Republic. North Macedonia. Yeah, but if they wanted to be accurate, they should call themselves North of Macedonia.
Yeah. See, boys.
That's the accurate name.
Boys on their podcast, they bring women on them to shit on them, but real men shit on Macedonia.
Macedonia. Macedonia is the northmost province of Greece. These guys are Vardaskians who call themselves Macedonians, but they're not.
I had no idea about Slavs. The Vardaskian shit. Because they changed it from Macedonia to North Macedonia like a couple of years ago.
Yeah, it used to be called former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia, the Fyrom. And then they said, it's too long, it's very hard, people don't take us serious. So then they settled on North
Macedonia. Type in hey, Google Maps, can't find Vardaska. So.
Greeks were opposed, they voted, but our government is shit. We were opposed to them having any mention of the name Macedonia in their title, but they fucking
I knew that Balkans were like, because there's this streamer who says he's from the Balkans, but he won't specify where ever. Yeah. People have been trying to get it out of him for years, and he won't, because he knows if he says it, half his audience is split immediately. Yeah. He loses half of his viewers. Yeah.
He's Albanian for sure.
Well, that's what they said last time.
He's either Albanian, because a lot of people, he could be Skopjan. Skopjan is the Vardaskian there.
But why
don't
people like the Albanians? Maybe they're just selling everyone
the Albanians. It's not the Albanians' fault. The reason why people don't like Albanians is because Albanian nationalists claim this is Greater Albania, and they keep showing like the map is other countries that don't belong to them.
That makes sense.
And because there was a lot of Albanian refugees and immigrants that went to all the neighboring countries. And you know, when you get an influx of a lot of refugees, some of them are going to be shit, commit crimes and all that. They don't have money. So then the stigma attached. No, but that's what it is. The stigma. Yeah. Attached. Let's say in Greece, the stigma is all Albanians. They're going to rob. Trump, they're going to do this.
Yeah.
But there's a shit ton of Albanians that work. They built families. They're basically Greek. They became citizens, all that. It's what always happens with the new influx of immigrants. You can't control everyone. Someone's going to do shit. And because that's the first connection you have with them, if it's a bad one, you're like, these people. Yeah.
But it's also, that's just crazy. Like, people
but they're
can't
fine.
Get out
but
of,
the truth is, they're fine people. Like, apart from the crazy ones that want to start wars and shit, they're.
But it's also, so it's all like in us, we all have in group, out group, like, by. Like, we can't fuck with people who are in an out group. But we can decide what that group is.
Yeah.
So there's some people who are like, every human is in my in-group.
Yeah.
But then some people are like, no, it's only like my squad of fucking people in this village that are in my
in-group. I like anyone. I separate the people all the time. So it's the person.
Exactly.
So if George is being a piece of shit, it's not all Lebanese. I know Lebanese people that are scumbags, but a lot of my friends are also Lebanese.
Yeah.
So it's not, same thing with Greeks. I know a lot of Greek scumbags. But it's not all, you know, you have to learn how to separate the person from the outer group, because all that shit's fake. Mm-hmm. Like actual racist, that shit's fake. It's not real.
Exactly.
You can't say that someone's going to do something based on their race or their color. It's not a real thing. It doesn't dictate who you are.
I do like generalizations to try and understand a group of people.
I love racism for humor. Generalizations for humor. To me, it's the funniest thing.
For humor,
but in
for
real
sure.
life, you have to be a real idiot to think that someone, because they're X
no, of course,
thing
of
is
course.
Gonna. We're not robots.
But so
everyone
like,
is different.
Let's say, like, I've never like hung out with like Albanians, right?
Yeah.
And you give me like a rundown. You're like, now, hopefully you're not an asshole and you're going to say like a bunch of horrible things. You give me like a good like description. You're like, Albanians, they drink their coffee this way, or they like this, they like this. So when I get to the Albanians, I'm knowing what to do with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I like, and I don't like that people are trying to like get it all away, you know?
So I'll give you an example. Let's say Albanians, right? A lot of them, they're very much like Greeks. They're the same thing. The cigarette, the coffee, the fucking... they have the squatting Slav look.
Okay.
The track suit and the fanny pack like him. The Algerians do it too. I mean, there's also then Dua Lipa. Dua Lipa's Albanian.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Her too on Twitter, I had fucking dragged her because one time she shared a map. She's like, this is my country. And she laid claim to half of Greece.
That's crazy.
Like it was a map of Albania. And I go, are you fucking... Like, she's like, you have to respect my indigenous rights or whatever. You're claiming someone else's country who have lived there 1,000 or 2,000 years before you even existed. And you're like, I'm indigenous to that. That's like me saying to the natives here, my family came here in the 70s. That's like me telling Native Americans, this is my indigenous land, not yours. I claim. It's like, that's lunatic shit.
That's some Israel,
you know what's
Palestine
crazy?
Shit.
Yeah, it's lunatic stuff.
Well, so actually Greece, with Palestine, how did it go down when it first became Israel? Like, who decided and how did they decide?
The Brits. Yeah, there you go.
It used to be a colony, British colony. The Brits were everywhere. They had colonies everywhere.
So they owned it.
We say own it. That's the real thing. That's not what they would say. They would say we're a protectorate.
Okay.
There was always Jews there, but not the country hadn't existed. The kingdom of Israel hadn't existed in forever. What ended up happening was, what's his name? I think it was, I don't know which de Rothschild it was, but he had wrote a letter demanding that, because of everything that happened with World War II and all that, that the Jews have a place, and he wanted that. there was another talk with the Americans to give Jewish people parts of, I think, Arizona or Utah.
Okay.
So that they would build a new Israel there.
I like the plan to, like, I think it was like Theodore Herzl, like, thought of like moving the Jews to Madagascar.
There was different places that were discussed.
Those movies would have been completely fucking different.
Jesus
if Jews
Christ.
Were on the island.
Yeah.
In 1948.
So thank you, Poseidon, for adding nothing to the conversation. So essentially...
you put up the Wikipedia article.
Yeah,
man.
They settled on what was historically, like where the Jews were historically, right? So they went there, but the problem was that there was people already living there.
Okay. Well, yeah.
Now, Palestine is another weird thing. Because as a country, I think at the time, it didn't exist either. It was so there was a lot of weirdness going on there. Okay. And then it got really aggressive.
Because, like, for example, Hattie's grandmother was there. And one day, someone just came to her house, apparently, and was like, you got to go.
So this is the fuckery of the whole thing. The fuckery isn't that they put the Jews there. The fuckery is that they put them there, and then as settlers, they were taking stuff that already belonged to someone else.
Yeah.
So people were living in a house, and they go, hey, I'm a Hungarian Jew. This is my house now.
Yeah.
That's the fucked up thing. Yeah, that's the. It's not that they try to get them to live together, because that's something that you can't forget.
Jews.
So Palestinians, it's like, for example, Cyprus. Cyprus is divided since the 70s. Cyprus has been occupied by Turks since the 70s, and no one does anything.
Just
Northern
it's
Cyprus,
like chill.
Yeah. Northern, no, they're not chill with that. They were occupied, bro. They came in. I have like friends who's they're Cypriot.
See, okay, so, occupy is a bad word.
Occupy is a huge... Occupy is, it's yours, and then I come in like, this is mine now. And then you're just in my house.
Yeah, to me, it just sounds casual. It's like, oh, the bathroom's occupied.
No, they started a war to take over Northern Cyprus, take over all of Cyprus, but they ended up getting Northern Cyprus.
Okay.
They created their own flag. It's a country that no one recognizes but Turkey, Northern Cyprus. It's a state that no one recognizes except for Turkey. It's basically the Turkish flag, but reversed in colors.
Okay.
So they took over Northern Cyprus. It's still occupied today. There's a United Nations no-go zone in between, like a demilitarized zone. It was fucking insane. And what they were doing is they were going, obviously they were raping and all that. Like, that's what happens in war. But they were going in houses where people lived, like their families, like, no. And they were bringing in immigrants after from Turkey. They're like, this is your house now.
Damn.
And they just literally occupied. Crazy. And it's still occupied. And they don't, in the UN, they don't talk about this shit.
See, like, I don't know what it would have felt like then to be that person. Like, I guess, like, I'm talking to someone who grew up in Canada, not like a refugee coming, being told, like, here's your house. But I'm like, I could never live in that house knowing that they lived and they know the ins and outs of that house.
Crazy.
They're going to come in. They know how to fucking get in here. You know what I mean? Like, to just take over someone's house that they, I don't know.
All of it is nuts, dude. All of it is nuts. All this shit happens. And that's why I remember Zelensky, because, you know, Zelensky was going around talking to all the different parliaments. He had Skyped in and he was talking to the Greek parliament, asking for help and all that. And they go, you know, help, because, you know, we're being occupied. We don't want to be occupied. And then the Greeks are like, yeah, we're going to hook you up. Yo, so what's your stance, like, publicly on the occupation of Northern Cyprus?
Oh, wow.
And then he's like, yeah, my connection's cutting. My connection, because he didn't want to piss off the Turks.
No way.
Yeah. So he didn't want to address it. He ignored it completely. And then Greece got really pissed.
Of course.
He's like, hold on a second, motherfucker. You said you want us to help you, and you won't even, we're asking you for military. We're just saying, can you acknowledge that an independent country has been occupied since the 70s? And he's like, oh, I don't want to piss off the Turks.
Wow.
And no integrity.
So people just don't, they're like, why are they so scared of the Turks?
Because the current leader of Turkey is a lunatic.
Okay. How long has he been in power for? Like
a lot.
Many years.
Yeah. Hopefully there's, because every time there's a vote and it goes against him, he revotes. He asks for another election. So hopefully something changes now. Because the thing is, he's not good for Turkey as a country. He destroyed their economy. He made, because Greeks and Turks were becoming more friendly. And then he fucking put the kibosh on that. He's trying to make us enemies. He just ran, him and his defense minister, they throw stuff out randomly, bro. They'll have a press conference and they'll be like, the Greeks need to know that we're going to come in at night one day when they don't know it. We're going to kill them and drown them. And the Greeks are like, yo, what are you doing, bro? You're on an international stage. You can't threaten a whole fucking country.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
And Turkey, like, I don't know. I've never been, but my boy, he's actually my first Twitch viewer, really. And then he became like my good friend, you know. He lives in Turkey.
Aww.
And he's saying that the shit there, like, internet everywhere is horrible.
Yeah.
You can't get good internet in Turkey.
He fucked up the country. Good. They were becoming more European, more modernized, because they're right there. You know, half of it, a good portion of Constantinople is in Turkey, Istanbul. It's in Turkey. is in Europe, sorry. So they were very European-like. And then this guy's bringing them back, because what he did is he went to get voted on. He went and took all the rural places and got them really nationalized. He goes, the reason why shit's not going well is because of your enemies, the Greeks, and they're the enemy and this and that. The Greeks doesn't have any power in Turkey. They're not fucking doing anything, but just to rile them up. So then they think, oh, the reason why I think shit is because we need to attack our neighbors. It's fucking dumb. But most Turks, like, that are educated and shit, they go to school, they don't want war.
Yeah, no.
Because it doesn't kills everyone. He did a fake coup. Remember the coup in Turkey?
I don't know anything.
Oh, no?
I was watching that real time with friends.
Yeah. He did a fake coup.
You're cheering it on.
Bro, a fake coup. Do you know what this guy did?
That was poggers, dude. That was crazy.
He did a fake coup that he was going to get overthrown. He did a fake coup. Listen to how crazy this is. 4D chess. He did a fake coup, bro. Civil war, almost a fake coup that he's going to get overthrown to see which of the generals were against him that got up to go this and that.
Oh,
yeah. And then the second it was done, like in just a few hours, all the people that were against him, all in jail or slaughtered and this and that. Some tried to escape to Greece, some young soldiers and that. It was all a trap. So he made it think like everyone was like, all right, let's get the president. So then it was like, yeah, fuck this asshole. He's like, fuck this asshole. Yeah, crazy. See, like, that, and we're talking about hundreds, not a few people, hundreds. Teachers, university professors, jail.
And that happened like
recently.
That doesn't sound like something that could happen. That's crazy.
No, yeah. Turkey's been...
CNN's not going to tell you that because Trump said a joke, so they're going to focus on how bad yeah,
exactly.
He is.
That's what I'm like. It's crazy.
They've been a secular state ever since their independence, like 100 years ago. And whenever like the president or head of state tries to like radicalize Turkey through Islam, the military steps in and does a coup. They've gone through like I think like several coups throughout like 100 years, and this is like the first one where like. It's some 40 the opposite, chess
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, it's the opposite that happened. So he took more control power. And he put fanatical people in positions of power. So he has Islamic like fundamentalists and he tells them stuff like, we're going to remake the Ottoman Empire and I'm going to be in charge of it and all that.
So you know my joke about Turkish military and like you, if you're gay, you can get out. It happens many countries, Lebanon, Egypt, like I'm not sure all of the ones that have this part of it, but you get a pink slip. Proves you're gay. So anytime you need to do something, you know, it's like the doctor's note that you're gay. Bro, what? Would you like ever put your name in a database that you're gay in a place like that?
Never.
With leaders like that? Like that's,
never.
That's crazy. Like,
why wouldn't? Because I'm not gay. But if I was gay, I would totally avoid it. Yeah.
They've got fucking gay camps, gay concentration camps in Chechnya.
What do they make you concentrate on? Dicks?
Yeah. They make you more gay than they bimbify you, make you more slutty.
It's fucking crazy, bro.
Bimbo
camps. It's crazy, and like it's actually like it started as a joke, but then I wanted to do research to actually know what I'm talking about. And it's like they're gonna fucking get them at some point, like
dude. Humanity were the best and the worst.
Yeah,
we enslave actual other human beings, kill for fucking pizza slices, choke out Michael Jackson impersonators.
That's so bad.
The best thing on the planet, the best species is dog. Dog.
Right. So Albanians?
Albanian dogs.
Okay, actually, I got to
go. Dogs are the best. I'll tell you why they're the best. Unconditional. Unconditional, bro. A person will hold a grudge and fuck you up. A dog will love you unconditionally.
Yeah. So, like, slavery.
People will fuck you over.
Slavery was always a thing, right?
Yeah, bro. It's fucking brag.
But, like, black people got it the worst.
No.
No?
That's not true.
Okay. Who were the worst slaves in history?
It depends how far you want to go back.
I think black people, hands down. Because, like, not only do they have to deal with, like, white slave owners.
No, but that's a thing now that we're saying. That's a misconception of now. We're talking about white slave owners, this and that. But not only were... If you want to break it down by black and
let's
white...
Let's say, like, last 2,000 years.
It's like Poseidon's
in the last
1,000
years, the
Google
Greeks
search.
Were enslaved for 400 years
okay.
to the Ottomans. That's 400 years, just like what happened to African Americans, 400 years. The fucking Dutch are one of the biggest culprits of slavery in Africa.
Okay.
The thing that we keep forgetting is because we keep saying they stole them from Africa. They didn't steal them. It was the Africans that lived there that were in charge that sold them.
Yeah, okay.
Which is crazier to think. Greeks were enslaving Greeks. It's just that now we break everything down in like black and white. But
I was going to say the Asians, right? They had Chinese that they were making do the railroads, right?
Yeah, bro. Not just that. Like, the Japanese were... The Chinese fucked over the Japanese. The Japanese fucked over the Chinese. The Korean... Like, there's so much, but now everyone simplifies it. And they go... But we've been through... Dude, the Arabs, the Jews were... there's so much... That's what I'm saying. People suck. They just go around. They're like, I own you. It's fucking... We're mental, bro. We're mental.
The human race.
Yeah. We're mental.
I was,
and right now, this is another thing we don't talk about. We're talking about like, Greeks were slaves, blacks were slaves. But right now, there's slavery. The slavery capital of the world is in North Africa. It's Libya. That's where the slave trade's happening, where people are actually auctioning off human beings.
It's crazy.
Thank you, Hillary Clinton. And we're not talking about that. There's actual, we're saying, you know, 400 years ago, this and that. Dude, there's slaves right now. Go help them.
Can we fucking call Mr. Beast, make him, like, I freed some slaves?
We've talked about that. We've talked about getting Mr. Beast, like, that was a common gag that we talked about, getting Mr. Beast to do that. I don't know.
To free the slaves.
I don't have any connection.
He did the video where he, like, cured 1,000 people of blindness. And yeah. Cure them of slavery. Mr. Beast is an asshole. So buy some slaves and just let them free.
In all honesty, I don't have any connection to Mr. Beast. The only connection I have is Chris Ramsey knows Mr. Beast.
That's I gotta say, the coolest thing. Mr. Beast follows him on Instagram. I was like,
oh, they're friends.
The
fuck? He had come. I think they had done. I didn't know. I never heard of Mr. Beast. I'm not a big YouTube guy. You know this. And it was Ramsey that told me. He's like, okay. I'm doing stuff. And I was like, he's like, you don't know that. And he said, Mr. Beast. Like, oh, what's that? And then he's talking to me. He's like, the biggest YouTuber.
Yeah, no,
and then he's like, that's why you don't have numbers on YouTube, bro. He's fucking understand what's happening on YouTube. I was like, okay.
No, it's like my buddy years and years ago when Mr. Beast like first started, it was like kind of like silly videos. My buddy was like, dude, this fucking kid, man, Mr. Beast, he's fucking psychotic. He's going to be the biggest thing ever. And I hate him so much. And it's like, I love what he does, but my buddy saw it. He saw what Mr. Beast was.
Yeah.
And it's pure computing at all times. Like it's wild.
I'm going to ask Ramsey talk to your boy. Does he want to do that? I don't have to be part of it. Just, why not try to go and free the slaves?
No, literally, go buy and he'll get a brand deal. You know what I mean?
Something like that. But I'm just saying, slavery was always happening. And the fact that it's not that it was always happening that's crazy. I understand, because we're a bunch of savages. We're fucking mean. The fact that it's still happening now is the crazy part to me. With technology, when you know that it's not the right thing to do to treat someone like that. And we still fucking were like, yeah, but I'm going to make 4Gs.
Well, and so also it's like, we all feel like it's done, like that we're chilling for, but I feel like at any point, if shit got real,
there are more
slaves
today than ever before in history.
So I saw this one time. There are currently 50 million slaves.
But also we're more people.
So many more people.
Yeah, yeah.
So many more.
That's true. But also the rate of it, apparently.
Yeah, it's insane, dude. They're taking over.
40% increase.
Human trafficking is on an all-time high. Yeah, it's fucked up.
They also, because, you know, we talk about who had it worse or whatever. The slaves that were captured in North America and South America at the time, like Incas, Aztecs, those cultures, they would sacrifice them to the gods. So, like, even the Greeks, let's say when we were enslaved, let's say they'd cut our heads off, if like they'd force us to become Muslim or whatever, they wouldn't open up our heart cavity and put, like, it wasn't as bad. Yeah. Even the Greeks, what we went through wasn't as bad as what, like, the...
Jesus. Yeah,
the Mesoamerican tribes and stuff were like those guys. Dude, you know what it's like?
Definitely crazy. Dude,
like
the scalping.
Yeah, yeah. You're going to work, you're going to do this, and then after, we're going to sacrifice you to this fucking made-up deity.
Yeah.
For real.
So, yeah, that's what I'm saying. There's been a lot. We focus on one thing, and I think we should. I'm not saying don't talk about that. What I'm saying is we have to acknowledge that the blame isn't on one. It's we're all pieces of garbage. We were. It's not me or you. And the only way to move forward is to stop it from happening again and stop it from happening now. And we're not doing anything to stop it from happening now.
Yeah, around 50 million. This is an estimate.
So, but
in the 1860, there were 4 million slaves in the U.S.
But yeah, so the reason I saw that Mr. Beast followed Ramsey was because, I don't know if you saw the thing going on, that somebody in Mr. Beast's crew, like, seems to be transitioning.
Yeah, I heard.
And nobody wants to talk about it because, like, this person is going through whatever they're going through and they don't want to talk about it. That's it, you know?
It's their fucking... It's them and their psychiatrist. It shouldn't be up to... I don't know why it's our business.
Mr. Beast unfollowed them. So somebody, like, took a picture of Mr. Beast, and the person's name is Chris. So they typed in Chris.
Oh, that's so funny.
I'm like, what the fuck, dude? That's fucking sick.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, that was awesome. It wasn't awesome. Anyways.
Wait, I'm excited because you unfollowed a trans person. What are you excited about?
Well, so, look, I don't know what the fuck's going on. It's just, but also, like, the person, there were some weird videos. I don't know what the fuck.
That's probably why the guy doesn't care if you're trans or not. I think it's just because just like me, if you're being an asshole or weird,
exactly.
I don't care about what you are. I don't like you.
It's great for the brand if he has a trans person making videos with them.
I don't know if that's great for the brand. I didn't work out for Bud Light.
Yeah, it didn't work out. Wrong brand.
Yeah, the Bud Light thing was weird too.
Bud Light thing, hilarious. Just so funny how much money they lost. And it's just like, you know that it was like, I think either a bunch of, like, fucking white dudes sitting in a room.
No, it was that one white girl. She's young. We saw her. And now she took a leave of absence. Yeah, she took a leave of absence. Yeah.
Wow.
I feel... Here's what I feel is weird. Maybe the way they put it out was too aggressive. And I think, I don't know if Mulvaney said something like, oh, I'm a woman. And then women got mad. I don't know what the fuck happened exactly.
Well, apparently but trans people don't like Dylan Mulvaney.
That's what I'm saying. Whatever he said pissed off rednecks, women, a lot of trans people, gay. Like, it pissed off so many people that it wasn't about transphobia. People were so mad. But I understand if you're mad and you don't like the spokesperson, you're like, this guy's an asshole and you don't want to buy the beer. What I don't get is the shooting the cans and all that weird shit. It's too dumb. It's too rednecky, too villagery. I don't like, so I'm going to shoot Mulvaney's cannon. Like, it's so stupid. It's so dumb.
Well, no, what do you want them, bro? You want them to drink them? They're going to turn gay.
That's the problem. Yeah, that's how that works.
Get rid of them.
Yeah. But okay, but just don't buy them. Why would you buy? Why would you give them money and then shoot the cans for a video? It's so stupid, bro. It's so stupid. Anyways. We're talking about your boy Mulvaney.
The next Call of Duty. Soldier is going to be trans.
How would you know? You're the soldier.
That's crazy, man.
Did you just make that up?
Yes.
Okay.
You're talking about, I don't know, you jumped on a new topic, but I was going to say, like, the slavery thing, like, in Cuba, they got modern day slaves, man. They got plantations and shit, people working in the fields and on the resorts, because they still call black people like Negro down there, like Negra.
But that just means black.
Pretty much. Yeah. But they got them dancing as well. Like, oof. They got black people dancing for
forcibly?
No, like ballets and shit.
Dance for the tourist.
Kind of, yeah. And like the slave camps that they're like, the
but
resorts
the thing
are literal
is that literally
camps,
last night, what did I say? I asked a question and you gave the answer and you're like, I'll dance for you. So like, what do you mean they're dancing for them?
No, but he wants to.
What's that? Yeah.
Like, is it like the people like that are, do they get paid to work on the resort?
Yeah, they get paid like, but like abysmal, like 30 US dollars a month.
But that's because of communism. That's
pretty much.
That's what communism is. You're all slaves, but you're equal.
Yeah.
Because they have to like catch a bus to go back in town to sleep in their like apartments. Sometimes they cancel. They have to like sleep in a shack, in a little shed.
Fuck.
Yeah. They
and the only reason like why they would work in the resort is to catch like somebody that could help them like get out of Cuba from like Canada or US or some other country. Like, the only reason why anybody would work in a resort is to like meet the person that would help them like get out.
You guys know that the rule about Cubans with the states, if they touch American soil, Cubans, they are American.
Yeah.
Shit.
Obama got rid of it apparently.
Oh shit.
Trump brought it back. Trump reinstated that if you're Cuban. I was in Miami.
Why did Obama get rid of that?
I don't know. But I was in Miami and we were on the balcony and we could see
swimming
helicopters looking for people all night, every night in the water. It was crazy.
So they don't drown.
They don't want them to touch soil.
Oh shit.
They try and stop them before they touch soil. Cause every time it touches soil, it's like 200K. Like from the government, you know what I mean? Like,
no way.
They're just trying to.
What is this fucking iPhone game?
No, yeah, it's hilarious.
They're fucking playing stop the Cubans from coming. What the fuck is this game, dude?
And it's like, first of all, like they're like, okay, Cubans, look, if you make it here, you're good, but we're not gonna make it easy.
Yeah, we're gonna shoot you. We got a bunch of Bud Light cans that we're gonna fucking fire off your way.
That whole Bud Light shit is most like insane.
That's what I was saying. Yeah, it's retarded.
Because it's like the people that drink alcohol, like to fight and say the N-word and beat women, and what the fuck does
yeah like, it's like trans people
it's
drink
so
gin.
Weird people that drink alcohol are like haram, dude. It's fucking crazy, man. Out of all the companies,
how come you don't drink? Did you ever drink?
No, I still don't like the taste of alcohol. I don't like the taste of it.
Good, keep it that way.
I'm not trying to get him to drink. I was
like,
just curious.
The whole like Dylan thing makes more sense if it was like White Claw. Like,
yeah, yeah. Like, that's what we've all said that, yeah.
Okay, so I'm a hack. So
no, no. But what I'm saying
is, like-minded individual.
You're a like-minded. Most people agree that this was super retarded and way over-exaggerated. But everything now is like that. I feel like everything, there's no middle ground. You can't be like like Trump. You can't, like, for example, you can't say, oh, that was good that Trump put that back. You're like, you said Trump did something
exactly.
good?
Exactly.
You
crazy.
Motherfucking Hitler support. Just crazy shit. People are so on edge and they're all about extremes. And the art used to be, the art of everything, used to be in the details, the niche. Everyone used to be different. Now you have to be the same. You have to fall in line with this group. Fuck that shit, bro. I don't want to fall in line with any of your groups. All your groups
That's
suck.
That's what it is, exactly.
It's Cuban Squid Games. That's what it is.
Yeah.
When they have
oh, my God.
That's what it is.
It's Cuban Squid Games.
Red light.
Literally.
Green light.
That's what it is.
Red light.
That's what it is. Cuban Squid Games.
Yeah.
But I think like there's a couple of articles came out like 10 years ago saying that like companies need to like hire like art majors because they think, they philosophize, they understand, like they got ideas.
That's a
terrible decision. And then now it's like these companies are like so fucking badly damaged because all these guys are coming out trying to be like more progressive and shit, but that's like, it's the wrong thing for the market.
Yeah, you need a businessman to run a business. Yep. When you want a mechanic,
yeah,
I want a rugged mechanic that understands cars. I don't want someone there being like, you know, if you would get a bicycle, you wouldn't have to pull. What are you talking about, bro? I need you to work on the goddamn car. Don't sell me a bicycle. You need the best people for the best job.
It's like, I don't know if it's like a place of comedy. I don't know if I'm saying this right, but it's like people, like a lot of progressive people try to get into like comedy.
Yeah, they don't belong.
And it's like, you need like a funny person for the funniness. Yeah. Also, Jack Daniels, I think, has like a drag queen thing on their fucking bottle now. I'm not kidding.
On the bottle?
Or something. Look it up. Poseidon, Greek god of Google search engine. What the fuck?
But see, like, that would be funny if, like, Bud Light does Dylan Mulvaney and then, like, fucking Jack is like, let's get a fat drag queen.
Oh, that, yes. Like, I got this, bro. I'm going to one-up you.
It's like a hairy, fat fucking.
That's beautiful, man. It's poetry. It's art. It's delicious. Look at that.
No, they had a trans commercial or something?
Yeah, I think what the fuck.
Oh, no, they had a Jack Daniels drag queen summer camp.
Oh, that's what do I care, bro? These are adults, bro. Yeah, it was sponsored by Jack Daniels. These are adults going to a drag queen summer camp. I don't give a fuck.
Probably had a lot of fun.
Yeah, I don't give a shit, bro. That's adults doing whatever they want.
I mean, it makes sense.
It makes sense. It makes sense to have a camp so you can learn how to do it.
I think it's crazy.
There's no way dudes just know how to put makeup on.
No.
That seems complicated.
You have to be gay. That's like the gay skill tree. You have to go through it.
I think even girl, everyone has to practice. Like, that's why they have tutorials online. It's impossible to just be good at that shit. Because you know how they change their face a lot? And you see some chicks that look like two different people, makeup, no makeup? There's no way that's just, I applied this. I'm pretty sure it's like super detailed. I got to put this and then this on top of this. But if I put this on top of this and then this, it'll turn to this or that. It's a whole like.
Well, it's like when I was a kid and we'd have like a family event, you know? And then you'd see like the aunts who turn into freaks. And then the aunts who like look nice and normal. You know what I mean? Like, you'll get the people who, like, don't know makeup, and they're just green.
Yeah, yeah, they're, like, super bright.
Yeah.
So the lipstick is going over the lips, and it's super bright red or purple, they just look like cartoon lizards.
They get, like, the eyeshadow, like, blue.
Yeah they overdo it.
I don't know, I think
it's a skill.
Porn ruined makeup for me, man. I can't unsee that shit, man. This is so weird, man.
What'd it do to you?
I don't know, man. Is this, like... scrolling down like a video and then like I see like mascara or like running down an eye, like a woman's eyes and a thumbnail.
They all look like Sting after a fight.
They all WWE. They're going into this going like, I'm
this
a
is
pretty
post frog splash.
Jesus Christ. Vince McMahon is fucking just shoving his dick down your mouth. Like, God damn, man.
Yeah, apparently Vince McMahon was hanging and banging. Did you know that? I mean, I'm not shocked.
Yeah, no, not shocked.
I think like I see like WWE Instagram like reels all the time, or even like on TikTok too.
Same.
I guess they're on they're the funniest shit. They're so underrated back in the day. I don't know. I think, but now they're coming out in the age of like a 5 second span. They're like the funniest, racist, sexist shit, and they're playing on television for like was it PG rating?
Yes, like that's it's like so many young children. Yeah,
10-year-olds back in like 2006 watch Vince McMahon say the
N-word. Yeah.
It's so insane.
But it was insane, but now they're like, oh, I can't wait till these guys get canceled. And they're showing clips of like 30 years ago. It's like, that was 30 years ago and it's fake. Like it had one of JBL, Bradshaw. He was in Texas and he was chasing immigrants.
That's the funniest shit, man.
At the border, he was stopping illegal Mexicans from across the border. and then I saw him, he commented himself on Twitter because they go, why aren't they canceled? And he wrote, because it's a work. It's on TV. It's not real. He goes, and it was funny.
That's fucking hilarious. Yeah. Also, by the way, now that you guys bring it up, the guy from Barstool who got fired.
So I don't know what happened.
I found out more, okay? So basically, Barstool. This guy, Ben Mincy, the fucking, he's hilarious. He basically released he was on live stream. And he said the N-word while singing a song. He had the lyrics and he read the lyric, right? And immediately, you see him get so uncomfortable and know that he fucked up.
But if he was just reading the lyrics. It's not the same as Ben calling Mintz. Someone.
Ben Mintz.
Is that the mustache guy?
Nah. Ben Mintz, he's go down.
Wait, what is he saying about it? I'm just curious.
So I'll tell you exactly what happened. They're very, this video right here. So he says the N-word, and then that's his face right after. He's like, oh, no.
Put the volume up a second.
Is there a longer video?
I mean, no, all you want to see is that. You literally got him saying the N-word. It's all we need.
Can you play that one instead?
Put the volume. It's still muted, no?
I took it off. I just want to see if it's on.
Are you connected here?
The roadcaster.
Can people see this? Like this?
Yeah.
They can see like your Twitter feed and as we okay.
So this guy, he did it, and then so Barstool sold the company.
I'm just curious. Are we connected, Poseidon?
Yeah, we are.
Okay, so let's just hear it first.
Get some yayo, double up, nigga. What you need?
Hold on. That's not the same thing. That's nothing. He's reading it.
Yeah.
Get some yayo, double up, nigga.
All right, Poseidon, we heard it. Jesus Christ.
So basically,
but that's not the same thing.
Barstool sold the company at the beginning of COVID, and Penn owns the company now. Penn's just a casino company. Barstool is a sports book now.
Interesting.
They basically use the media company to promote the sports book. So Penn fired this guy. So Portnoy came out, and Portnoy was like, I don't agree with this. Nobody at Barstool agrees with this. We're not the boss anymore, though. They're in charge.
Okay, good.
They're scared of regulators shutting them down because an employee said the N-word.
But the way he said it, if he called someone the N-word,
sure,
I'd be like, yo, dude, what are you doing to your coworkers or whatever? But reading... that's the song. Those are the actual lyrics.
Yeah.
That's like if you come over and I'm watching Django Unchained, and then you go around and you're like, I know Pantelis, he's a racist, because I saw on his screen they kept saying the N-word. Yeah, that was the movie. That was the fucking... That's crazy. Leonardo DiCaprio can't go around anymore because they have videos of him saying the N-word. It's too stupid, guys. We're regressing.
So what Portnoy did was he removed from the Barstool merch store the cancel culture shirt.
Oh, that's funny.
And then all of the Barstool employees, and now they're tweeting, like, this is not the company I fucking started working for. I don't like. And I love it. I love that, like, you know what I mean? Like, Ed Portnoy, they were calling him a sellout, and he was like, he made a video, it's a 30-second video, where he's like, no doy, I'm a fucking sellout. So I got $200 million.
Yeah, I would have sold it for
freaking dreams. Out. I was like, okay.
Somebody wants to buy this shithole for $200 million, I'll sell it right now.
You can
now.
Get your fucking watch. Finally.
Yeah, they're finally, yeah. And I'm broke again.
They're all rowdy. A Barstool to a bunch of like frat bros and shit running around.
But that's why I would have understood if it was a frat boy. That's what it looks like.
Like if he was calling someone the N-word, I would understand the outrage.
Yeah.
But if that is the real song. It's like me describing Halloween and murdering babysitters. You're like, that's inappropriate. Yeah. He's talking about murdering. No. That's the actual movie. I'm not making it up. That's what it is. I'm repeating it. It was made. It was created, bro. That was an album. It went out. People paid money to make it. It's a real fucking thing.
And it's music for people. What do people do? They sing music, you know?
Oh, it's fucking
dumb. I'm not saying he should be singing it every time.
He should sing whatever the fuck he wants, as long as he's not called. He should sing whatever the fuck he wants. I don't care about that, bro.
Exactly.
That's not a real thing. There's real problems. We just talked about there's actual slaves. Yeah, and then this is what's in the news.
Slaves. Yeah.
50 million of them.
What?
50 million slaves globally at this moment.
That's absurd.
That makes Poseidon very happy, doesn't it?
It does, actually, yes.
That's absurd. He's like, there's a variety. I could buy one.
There needs to be more.
Maybe I can't afford top tier, bro.
And there's all different kinds. Forced
maybe
marriage.
A one-legged Vietnamese slave. Maybe I could muster up the cash.
There's forced marriage, forced labor, sex slaves.
It's crazy.
Poseidon's slave would end up killing him.
Yeah, 100%.
Well, for sure. Spartacus? Yeah. Is that?
It would rally all the other slaves.
It's a win-win, though.
For who?
Well, whether they
you
kill
getting
me or
murdered?
Not. Yeah, whether they kill me or not.
How is that a win for you to get murdered?
Well, it's a win-win because I own slaves, and if I die, I don't have to worry about anything anymore.
You want to talk about?
It? Are
you okay, big? Are you okay, big guy? You want to?
Hey, you want to talk?
Hey,
about
big guy. Hey, I know you're less racist now. What's going on here? You want to? You okay, big guy? You want to talk about it? That was really like a black people jokes here. You came in and got at home. Work, you good?
So I'm just fucking around. You guys know that.
It's like, nah, homies. You know I'd love so slaves. Funny.
Yeah.
Where my wallet at?
I just wanted to roll with it, and I went too far.
That's all good, man. There's nothing. There's not such thing as going too far, man. Here, it's beautiful. Hey, man, great set last night. Let's watch a black guy die to celebrate.
It's topical.
It's topical.
I think that should be the title of this podcast.
Yeah, it's topical.
It's topical. I mean, that's what's happening. Poseidon, is there anything else more topical that we avoided? It's just that video game releases.
Ukraine, there's
that's old news.
Russia, like a Ukraine.
Oh yeah, there was an attempted assassination on Vladimir Putin.
That's so bullshit, man. It's like a blew up a fucking dude, flag.
How can you assassinate someone who's already dead?
So
I saw the video.
Hologram.
It's a dumb video, bro.
I think it's bullshit.
Yeah,
I think it was just some kid because the Kremlin. I was gonna say the Muslim. The Kremlin must be like a no fly zone.
The Muslim is a no fly zone.
You know what I mean? So I think it's like some kid playing with a fucking drone.
Oh, what's going on with Mexico?
That's a good question.
The states now are gonna have like military zones in Mexico or some shit like that.
Really? With the drug cartels? Yeah. The hell? I thought it wasn't gonna really happen.
And then I saw some shit about Russia setting up like a nuclear base in Mexico.
That's insane.
I don't know what the fuck's going on.
It makes more sense for the U.S. to invade Mexico than literally any other country because the Mexican cartels are such a fucking, like, an insane conundrum of a state within a state. It makes more sense to, like, drone strike. Like, treat it like Afghanistan in 2001 when they came in there, special forces, gunning down everybody on horseback, working with the local Afghanis, as opposed to, like, invading or helping out Ukraine. Makes more sense.
I've often
they'll be killing their employees.
Yeah, but the thing is, I because they're all in North America and they respect the treaties here, because across the world they don't care, so they bomb everyone. And so I think the reason is because it's so close to home.
Yeah.
And since Mexico never gave the green light, they didn't say like we need your help, come shoot these guys, because Mexico is very scared of instability. They're scared of, let's say, the CIA going in there gunning people down, and then the cartels retaliate by murdering everyone in a village, because that's what they do.
Yeah.
They go off like maniacs. So the only way to do it is an orchestrated event where at the exact same time,
they kill all
you
the
hit
cartels.
All of them.
Yeah.
Mexico is such an insane fucking country, man.
Yeah.
I'm surprised, like, I don't know, like Just for Laughs has like a Cancun festival. It's like, why? It's such a dangerous, even like, well, Mexico is like.
Guido goes down there for his dental work.
Is that after or before he like reviews 10 Italians in Hamilton on TV?
Yeah. I'm so sad I didn't go to that, dude. What
That's probably
fuck?
The funniest shit of all time, dude.
What the fuck?
But yeah, he goes down there for his dental work. He says it's safe. In the news I see, it's not safe. And the Mexicans that I know are like the chillest people.
So Guido's the kind of guy to like get into the shitty situation in Mexico but come out fine. You know what I mean?
Guido's
like,
the first person I ever met that got deported. From Mexico back to Canada.
For being too gay? Like what?
No, he got off the airplane and then he wasn't allowed to enter Mexico because of his attitude. They said you have to go back to Canada. And he had to get in. Yeah. Do you remember?
Oh, yeah, I remember. Bro.
He went nuts.
Out of his attitude?
Yeah.
It's just like, yes, no, like thank you. I'm like,
he got off the plane and you know how when you there's these lines you're queuing up to go check the passports or whatever? There was some kid that like skipped the line.
Oh, no.
So Guido got mad and also skipped the line. And then like, why are you skipping the line? He's like, well, he skipped the line. He started giving the guy attitude. The guy's like,
no.
Yeah, get back that way. You went on a plane. You're going back to Canada. We don't need your kind here.
Wow. Oh, that's so funny, man.
This is a civilized nation. We don't need you, Guido, here.
Hey, why are you fucking cutting over here? Ow, why are you fucking cutting over here? It's Mexico. Hey, you're breaking my balls over here. Hey.
And then the Mexican's like, carnal, come over here. we don't like this. Not here. So they got rid of him.
He told the wrong guy to get his fucking shine box, man. That's what happened at the customs.
How crazy is that, though? So that I've never heard of anyone getting deported from Mexico back to Canada.
That's so silly, man.
Only Guido that would happen to.
Yeah. Imagine how annoying he is that they're like, let's just deport this cocksucker. Like, I'm done.
That's some, like, fucking Kirby enthusiasm shit. That happened to, like, Larry David or something.
Yeah, it's such a... And then, like, what are you going to do now? He's like, well, I got to go back this week as fast as I can, but I can't wait a full week. I can't go back on the same day because that same employee might be working.
He really needed to get that fucking dental work.
So wacky, bro. Insanity. That's why The Intellectuals is crazy.
That's why.
Every Thursday night on this channel. All right, gentlemen. I've loved this episode. I like that we went live today. A little surprise for everyone. We didn't need to, but I did it. Patreon.com/Pantelis for everything. You guys, your links are in the description. George and Josh are all over the city, coming everywhere doing comedy. Third Floor Comedy Club, Comfort Zone, every Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Seals, anything you want to share? Anything happening
yes,
soon?
Yes, sir. Lebanese Way Watchers at LWW Comedy, Instagram, Facebook, and graphictree.ca. If you need vinyl work, shirts, other pressings of whatever, graphictree.ca.
If you need some kind of picket signs,
yeah,
graphictree.ca. Also, signs, Lebanese final. Weight Watchers. It's a podcast with him and Caesar Mac. Lebanese Weight Watchers online. Josh, Third Floor Comedy Club, downtown Montreal. Check us out. Thank you all. Go fuck yourselves. We built this prison cell 'cause we can't trust ourselves. Critically ashamed and all our fame. We'll make a murder, murder, murder saying, yeah, this is the American dream. You're gonna have to fight if you wanna believe. To see it all away.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien Podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish. But you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast. So everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a hacer tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.